Halacha Gimel, Al Pi Amaymar Tiku, Lehamshich Sholem Boilem. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is going to be based on Torah Yud Dalid in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is based on the Pasuk Tiku Bachoidesh Shofar Bakesaliyim Chagenu, the Pasuk for Rosh Hashanah, which is less than a week away right now. And also that chapter, it speaks about bringing peace into the world. Lehamshich Sholem Boilem. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Vezeh Bechina Shiluah Hakan. What Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Torah Yud Dalid is tied into this mitzvah of Shiluah Hakan. Ki kan sipoer zebechinas nishmosen kadishin destarchon meyasraihu kemavur betikunim. The Tikkuni Zohar says that this bird's nest that you find on the road symbolizes the holy souls that have been chased away from their place, the Jewish people who have been exiled from Eretz Yisrael, and all the Jewish souls that have become distant from their people, people who fell away from religion, all kinds of things, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar. V'zehu ki korei kan sipor lefonecho baderech. And this is why the pasuk says, if you'll happen to come upon a bird's nest, you'll see it in front of you on the road. Hainu bechinas golus hashchina. This is speaking about the Shechina being in Golus, in exile. Kitzipor noidedes mikino, like the Pasuk says, that the Shechina in Golus is compared to a bird that has wandered away from its nest. Ki ha-Shechina b'Golus im neshomois hagdoishoi shenoflu ad shenoem v'nodem umetutolem. Because the Shechina, the Spirit of Hashem, is in exile together with the holy souls that have fallen away from Hashem, fallen away to the point where they're wandering around lost. They're not in their proper home. They're not in the Beis Hamikdash. They're not in Yerushalayim. They're not in Eretz Yisrael. And even if they are, they're in a Yerushalayim that's in Golus, which isn't broadcasting completely and properly the glory of Hashem. Shezeh bechinas kan sipor baderech b'chol eitz. This is what the Pasuk is hinting to when it talks about this bird's nest that you find on the road in some tree. Dehainu begolus ubetiltul. We're talking about a time when the Shechina and the Jewish people are in exile. We're wandering around. Dehainu haneshomois shenoflu al yidei maaseim horoim. This refers specifically to those souls who, as a result of their sins and all the bad things they've done, they've fallen spiritually, urechoikin min akdusha, and they're distant from holiness, umetultolim bagolus bezilusa degalusa, and they're wandering around in exile, in the filthiness of exile, in all kinds of garbage, Rachmana Litzlan. V'ho'eim roivetze salo efroichim oya labetzim, and you'll see the mother bird hovering over the chicks or the eggs. Ho'eim zebechinas ha-kovoid. The mother symbolizes kovoid, honor. Shehu eim kol chai. Kovoid is the mother of all of creation. You remember we mentioned in Torah Aleph of this topic that all life originates from the kisei ha-kovoid, from the throne of Hashem. The souls are all carved out from, so our origin is Kovoid. Kovoid is called the mother of all life, the mother of all creation. Kimavur b'makom acher, as is explained in other places, in Likutei Moran and Likutei Halachos. Ki kol hanefoshois shoroshom b'kovoid, because all of the souls are rooted in Kovoid. Their origin is Kovoid. V'alkei nikra ha-kovoid eim kol choy. That's why Kovoid is called the mother of all of creation. V'alkein ikar hisgalus kvoido yisporach, hual yidei shemoitziin elu hanefoshois minagolus umarzir noisim etshuva. For this reason, based on what we've explained so far, if you want to reveal the Kovoid of Hashem, the way that you do it is by taking these souls that have fallen, that are wandering around in exile, that are distant from the Kedusha, and helping them be zeicha to be choizer b'tshuva. Kimavur b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Yudalid, that this halach is based on. Ki kisheyoitzin elu anefoshes min hagolus, because when these souls are taken out of their exile, when they're taken out of the filth and the dirt and they're brought back into cleanliness, into purity and holiness, azai lefi bechinosom Kein yoytzei hakovoid min hagolus. To the degree that a person has success in taking these souls out of golus, to that degree he succeeds in taking the kovoid out of golus. Kishom shoyresh nafshom. Because that's where these souls are rooted. Their source, their origin is kovoid. Hainu bekovoid kanal. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, V'ho'eim roivetzes alu hefroichim, that the mother is hovering over the chicks. Ki ha'kovoid roivetz umarachef aleim ke'eim alabonim, because the kovoid hovers over those souls like a mother hovering over her children. L'hogen aleim, to protect them, l'val yishtaku chashon bezilusa degalusa, so that these souls shouldn't be totally destroyed, totally lost in exile. So the mother stays close to them and hovers over them, trying to give them whatever protection she can, that they shouldn't be destroyed totally. V'alkein mazhir akosuv, and that's why the pasuk warns us, kishetirtze likach velizkois bekanatzipor hazeh, that when a Jew will want to take this bird's nest and to acquire it, dahainu lizkois be'elu hanefoshois, when a Jew wants to be zoiche, to rescue these souls that are symbolized by those little birds, those chicks, lohitzio me'agolos, to take them out of exile, ulekarvam la'shem yisporach, and to bring them close to Hashem, lohisika cho'eim al habonim, do not take the mother away from the babies. Leval yikach hakovoid liatzmoi imelu hanefoshos. Don't take the kovoid for yourself. When you're taking those souls, take the souls to yourself. Do not take the kovoid for yourself. Ki I efshar lekarev elu hanefoshos l'Hashem Yisborach kim al yedei haTorah. It's impossible to bring Jews who have drifted away from Hashem, who have become far away from the Kedusha, it's impossible to bring them close to the Kedusha without Torah. You need to teach them Torah. You need to feed them Torah. Shehu shoyresh kol hanefoshos. The Torah is the source of all the souls. We know that it's brought that the word Yisroel, which means the Jewish nation, the word Yisroel makes up the first letters, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Oisiois la Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. So the Jewish souls are all rooted in and plugged into the Torah. Vela Torah ief shaliskois kimalide anova veshiflus betachlis. And it's impossible for a Jew to achieve real success in Torah without super humility and humbleness to the utmost degree, betachlis. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there, Hashem gave the Torah on Mount Sinai, on Har Sinai, the lowest mountain, to teach us that in order for a Jew to receive the Torah, he's got to be low, he's got to be small. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there, Hainu sheyeh boi reach min hakovoid, meaning that the person should be a person who runs away from personal kovoid. V'lo yistakel al kvoid atzmoi klal, and he's not concerned at all whatsoever with his own kovoid. Rak yeh onov v'shofol beinov, but rather the person has real humility and he considers himself nothing. V'oz daiko keshehu onov v'einoi roitzel yatzmoi shum kovoid. And then, when the person is on that level, that he really is humble and he's not interested in any personal kovoid or glorification. He's not interested in anybody calling his, mentioning his name or giving him any honor whatsoever. Oz daika zoicha l'Torah. Then that person is zoicha to real Torah. V'yochoy l'halo yiseilu hanefoshes letzim izila galusa. And then he'll be able to succeed in elevating these souls and taking them out of the ugliness of the exile. Ulegadel kvoid Hashem Yisborach al yidei zeh, and to elevate Hashem's honor by doing this, ulahachzir hakovoid l'sharoshoy, and to restore the honor to its rightful place. Kemavur kol zeh shom b'maimar hanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains all of this over there in Torah Yudalit. And this is what the pasuk warns us, Dainu shaloi tikach v'atzmecho ha'eim shu ha'kovoid. Do not take the mother, which is the kovoid, for yourself. Im habonim, together with the bonim, shehem anafoshes, which are the souls. Dainu shaloi tirtze chas v'shon kvoid atzmecho. Do not be interested at all whatsoever in any personal kovoid. V'loi tekare v'elo anafoshes b'shvil ha'gal kvoid chachashon. And do not be involved in bringing these people close to Yiddishkeit, so that you'll get covered, so that they will respect you or honor you. Or so that other people say, look what a great person he is. Look how many people he was makarev. Look what he's doing. He's doing such great, wonderful things. But rather, rak shaleach tishalach esoim. Send away the mother. Reject the covered. V'oz v'shabonim tikach loch. Hainu shaloi tirtze shum kvoid atzmecho klal. Build yourself to a point, develop yourself to a point where you don't want any personal kovod whatsoever. And do not accept any kovod. People want to give you presents. I remember Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, one of the most difficult things in the world was to give him a gift. He simply refused. People said, no, I bought this for you. Good, enjoy it. Not interested. He fought very hard to avoid, except because kovoid is money. Money is kovoid. Wealth is kovoid. Publicity is kovoid. The term kovoid is a term that encompasses many, many things. Rak tihye onov be'emes. But rather, make sure to be really, sincerely humble. V'sachzir ha-kovoid l'sharoshoy. And make sure that any kovoid that's being directed to you, ship it back to its origin, to its source. Ship it direct to Hashem. Make sure that all the kovod, don't take any credit for yourself. Wow, that was such a great shiur. Sure, it's Hashem's Torah. It's Hashem's Torah. My rabbi's Torah. I didn't do anything. It's not me. You want to praise me? You want to bow? It's not mine. What? I'm nothing. I'm a messenger of Hashem. For the person to play down as much as possible his own role in anything and to realize that it's really all Hashem. And all the recognition has to be directed at Hashem. And again, if the Torah says, if there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa that says to stand up for a rabbi, so when the rabbi sees people standing up for him, he knows they ain't standing up for me. They're standing up for Hashem. They're standing up because Hashem said that if this person taught you Torah, you have to show him respect. Nothing to do with me personal. If it were John Doe, they'd be standing up for him. If the person looks at it, that it's my kovod, and if somebody doesn't stand up for me, I'll show him. That's if it's my kovod. But if the person knows this has nothing to do with me, they're standing up because the Torah said so. They're showing respect to the Torah. They're showing respect to Hashem by doing that. V'zehu shaleach tishalach sa'im. This is what the pasuk says. Send away the mother. Shetishaleach sa'kovod mi'itcha. To remove the kovod from yourself. V'sachzireu l'Hashem yisborach l'sharoshoy. Return it to Hashem, to its source. V'oz v'sabonim tikach loch. Oz daika tucha lizkois b'habonim dahinu hanefoshois. Then you'll be zeichet to those souls to really bring them close to Hashem. Because by sending away the mother, by rejecting the kovod from yourself, and being really genuinely humble, you'll be zeichet to real Torah, and then you'll be able to bring all the souls close to Hashem. The canal, as we mentioned before, the canal b'maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, avol kishetirtze chas v'shon kvoid atzmecha. But if you're going to have any desire for personal kovod, v'tirtze likach l'cho ho'eim emabonim, and you'll want the souls, and you'll want the credit, you'll want the kovod also, d'haino ha'kovod im hanefoshois, azai loy tuchal lekarev hanefoshois klal. Then you will not succeed in your kiruv. You will not succeed in being makarev those souls to Hashem. If you take any kovod for yourself, if you take any of the recognition or kovod or respect or honor for yourself. Ki ikar toloi ba'anovo kanal. Because as we said before, in order to bring people close to Hashem, you need Torah. In order to have Torah, you need humility. There's no such thing. A person who is not humble does not have Torah. And if he knows Shas by heart and he knows Shulchan Aruch by heart, he does not have any Torah at all. He has zero. It's comic books. It's not effective. It's not helping him. It didn't improve him at all. And it's not going to improve the people he's trying to makariv. Chas v'shalom. Because the Torah teaches us that the only way a person really acquires Torah is based on the humility. So if a person thinks he has Torah, or if other people think he has Torah, and he's not humble, they're all mistaken. He's mistaken, they're mistaken. The joke is on all of them, Rachmona Litzlan. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu set the example for us. The true teacher of Torah, the Torah doesn't praise his chesed, it doesn't praise his chachma, it praises his humility. That's the thing that the Torah focuses on. Because the Gemara says that anova gedola mikulam, that this quality, anova, is above everything else. And if a person has this right, if a person has this 100% proper, they automatically have all the other stuff. A person who is really, really humble, of course he'll be nice to everyone, he'll give charity, he'll do all of those other things are naturals. Ki ikar tov anova, v'zehu shaleach teshalach. And this is why the pasuk says, send away, send away. And the Gemara says, afilu letaheres hamitzoira. Even if you would want to use these birds to do a mitzvah, a big mitzvah. We know that when you want to purify a mitzoira, you need birds. So a person would say, hey, why should I just send that mother bird away? I'll take it, I'll use it for a very special mitzvah. Ki hamitzoira hu nirgan mafrid aluf. Because the Sforim tell us that a mitzoira, a person who has leprosy, represents a person who caused a separation, a pirud between Hashem and the Shechina. V'kinim metaharin oisoi. And the Torah tells us that a bird's nest, a nest of birds, is what purifies him. Kimavur b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Yudalit. Hainu shetikun hametzoira shu bal hamachloikis she'osa meriva bein ish l'ishtoi bein adam l'chaveroi. The tikun of a leper, leprosy comes through loshen hara. Moitzi, the word metzoira, it's brought as moitzi ra, a person who says bad things, and thereby he brings about machloikis between husbands and wives or between friends. He causes pirud. He causes machloikis. Tikunoi al yedei kinim. His tikkun is through a nest of birds. Shehem hanefoshoi sanal, which are those souls that we mentioned earlier. Shehem b'chinas kan sipar, that bird's nest. Shayde elu hakinim, through this bird's nest, meaning, dahinu al yedei shemekarvin umalin elu hanefoshoi slashem izborach, by elevating, by bringing close and elevating these souls that were far, bringing them close to Hashem, nimshach sholom. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that generates a tremendous peace. V'nestakin hamachloikis, and it corrects machloikis. V'aydeze nitar v'nestakin hametzoyra mitumosoi, and that brings about the purification of the mitzoyra from his impurity. We'll check in a moment. I might have made a mistake regarding this afilu letaheres hametzoira, in exactly what that means. Let's see in a minute. Kinezbatel hamachloikis shu tumas hametzoira, because again, through this act of bringing people who are far from Hashem close to Hashem, the person generates shalom, and he eliminates machloikis shehu tumas hametzoira, which is the impurity of the metzoira, v'nimshach shalom, and it generates peace. Alkein his hira hatoira. That's why the Torah warned us, Leval yikach ho'em al habonim. Do not take that mother bird together with the chicks. Afilu letaher es hametzoira. Even if you want to use that mother bird to purify a metzoira. I was correct in what I said before. Sorry. Ki kishetir tzalikach gam ho'em im habonim. Because if you're going to want to take the mother bird with the chicks, if you're going to want the kavoid, the mother was the kavoid, remember? If you're going to want the kavoid with the kiruv, lo yuch azai, lo yucha lekarev es hanefosho is klal, then you will not succeed in bringing people close to Hashem. Me'achar sholoikeach la'atzmoi gam ho'em, shulichnas kavoid, because of the fact, yet you're taking the mother also, which is the kavoid. Vazai lo yucha lahamshich sholim. And if you won't succeed in being makarav people, then you will not be generating peace. Velo yucha letahir ha-metzoyra klal. And you will not be able to correct the metzoyra problem. You will not be able to purify the metzoyra. Ki adaraba, because just the opposite. Iker tikkun ha-metzoyra, the main tikkun of this leper, the hainu lahamshich sholim, which is by bringing peace, toloi b'shiluach ha-kein daiko, is dependent on sending away that mother bird. Dahainu alidei shemeshalchin ho'eim, dahainu ha-kovoid, rejecting any personal kovoid. Dahainu she'ein lo'keach la'atzmoi shum kovoid, the person does not accept for himself any kovoid at all. Rak hu mishaleach hu machzir ha-kovoid l'sharosha kanal, but rather, he returns, he sends away, and he returns all the kavod to its source, which is to Hashem, to the Torah. Shaydei zeh zoicha la Torah. When a person has that quality, that they're perfect in rejecting personal kavod, they have real anova, then they're zoicha to Torah. Vaydei zeh zoicha b'hanafoshos. And it's with the Torah that you can bring people close to Hashem, people who are far from Hashem, to bring them close. Shehem b'chinas kan sipor, which are represented by that nest of birds, umekarvon l'Hashem yisborach, he succeeds and bring them close to Hashem, v'aydeze nimshach sholoim. And that's how the person generates peace. V'oz daiko nitar ha-metzoyra. And that brings about the purity for the metzoyra. V'alkein ein taharas ha-metzoyra doiche shiluach hakan. And therefore a person has a choice which mitzvah to do. There's a leper here who needs to be purified. And the person sees the bird's nest with the mother, Metzora is second. The mitzvah of purifying the Metzora does not supersede the Shiluach HaKan. Ki ikar toharos o yadei Shiluach HaKan daika. Because on a spiritual level, what purifies the Metzora, the mitzvah that purifies the Metzora most, is Shiluach HaKan, that rejection of kovod. And this is why the Tikkun HaZohar says that we know that the Tikkun HaZohar is the deepest, holiest, safer in the world. Rabbeinu Zal said this, and I heard it from Rav Rosenfeld, who also, you know, I'm saying, was made clear that that is the ultimate, that is the highest, deepest of the Sifrei Kabbalah that contains in it everything. And the Tikkun HaZohar discusses Shiluach HaKan maybe 100 times. In 100 different ways, because this Shiluach HaKan is like one of the main Tachana Merkazit of the central depot, bus depot, for Golus HaShechina, all discussion about rectifying the world and everything. It's all, they always go back to this pasuk and this concept of this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. So the Tikkun HaZohar says, Efroichim Morei Mishnah. Efroichim, the little chicks in the nest, they represent people who learn Mishnah. Beitzim, the eggs, Morei Mikra, refers to people who are even on a smaller level, people who are learning Chumash, they're not up to Mishnah yet. V'chulu, etc., etc. Ki kol elu hanefoshois sharosham bahatoira. Because remember, these souls, where are they rooted? Their roots are all in the Torah. They have wires attaching them all to the Torah. Sheklula mikol nishmos Yisroel, the compound of all the Jewish souls. We said before, Yisroel, yesh shishim riboy oiseis latoira. V'alkein hem nikroim mori mishna, mori mikra. That's why these souls are labeled by the Torah. This soul is a Mishnah soul, this soul is a Chumash soul, because the souls, that's their source of life, the Torah. And therefore, when one of these souls falls and you want to restore it, the only medication that works is Torah. How do you get Torah? Humility, real, real humbleness. Kishom shoyresh nafshom shel kol echod. That's the source of the soul of every single one. Kifi achizasei b'shorashoy. Each one according to how it's plugged in, according to where it's plugged into its source. Ze b'mikra, this one is plugged into Chumash. Ze b'mishnah, this one is plugged into Mishnayis, etc.